This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think we might have to fire up the VD on this one a little bit.
Yeah.
Sure, voice disguiser.
We want to know, we're talking about cheaters, and not really cheaters of the math test kind.
Oh, yeah.
And we want to talk about how you busted them. Because here's the thing, cheaters just find a way to cheat. And
that's what's so annoying is you can take that energy and, I don't know, put it into your relationship and make it better.
Uh-huh.
But that's also towards like the people cheating on their math tests.
Right. If all the time it took you to write your notes onto a tiny little piece of paper.
That's where we split on our opinion.
But like, so it was just discovered. Like, basically, we want to hear the weird way you caught him cheating or the diabolical way you caught him cheating, whatever. Mm. I mean, I've known people. This was in the beginning of social media. It's not quite as common anymore. But like, when Facebook first came out, so many of my male friends were just like using that as a dating tool to cheat on their wives.
Really?
Gross.
Yeah. By the way, none of these are friends of mine now. It's not any of my friends right now.
Okay.
I promise.
But just with their real names and everything and just...
Sort of. But then like what the women would do... So they're just trolling, right? They're just somebody with a hot picture. You're like, ooh, like that. And it's like, she's also from Denver. Oh, former cheerleader. Bleh. And then their wives would just go amass some hot pictures, create a profile, and catfish them.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah,
and get them to like... That's how they all got busted.
That's a thing. These days, you can pay someone to like
to catfish your husband.
Yeah,
to slide into his DMs and like.
Yeah.
See, I have low enough self-esteem that I know
if anyone needs my Venmo. No.
It's too good to be true.
No, 100%. There. Oh my god, this is an adjacent story, but like a long time ago, I was married the first time, and I was doing a bar gig.
Okay.
And two women came up to me and handed me a hotel room key, and they were like, heard you've never had a threesome. This is your shot. And they were so unbelievably hot that I was 100% TX. I was like, this is a trap.
Yeah.
This is my wife has found two hot chicks to approach me to see if I go. Or this is some dudes waiting in a hotel room just to beat the crap out of a DJ.
Oh, yeah. That's the other.
But I was like, regardless, I am self-aware enough to know this doesn't happen to me.
Yeah. I really like how that's what stopped you and not like, I love my wife. I wouldn't cheat on
two
her.
Two hot chicks want to be with me at the same time. Mm. I think I could have explained it to her and went like, babe, what would you do?
It's never happened before.
I had to. Well, what was I going to? I didn't do it, Aaron.
Well, I'm aware.
Did you get to the bottom or you just let him go and you never know?
I just let it go, yeah. I was like,
you were right though.
Yeah.
You were, I mean, not nearly hot enough, but you were right.
Not nearly hot enough. Yeah. No chance. The reason this is coming up in my mind right now is the cheaters knowing how to cheat. They have like WhatsApp. Everybody uses that. It's just for foreign people.
Group chats.
Right. But it's cheaters use WhatsApp like it's their job. Well, now they're using a new app and it's not even a new app.
It's just been around.
It's your notes app. because Apple Notes, you can now collab.
Make shared ones.
So like we have a collab thing in ours. So it's like,
you guys have a shared note?
Huh? We do as a show, don't we?
I'm not on it.
You are too.
No, I'm not.
You're really not?
I'm not.
I haven't put anything in that shared note in a really long time, but I swear
like
to God.
Like literally the Apple Notes.
Yes.
I hate you guys.
No,
I am not. The only shared ones that I'm in are ones that I have created.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You're really not shared on this?
No.
Is she really not?
I don't know. I didn't create it. So.
Yes, it has you both on there. Liar. Oh my God.
I will show you. I'm not on it.
You're on it. Go into your notes. You're on it. Anyway, what people are doing, because their spouses.
Shared. London itinerary, TV, movie, and mother's
because
burn book.
You hid me. I'm telling you, you're on it.
I'm not
or
on it.
Or you just never accepted it.
You sent the wrong errand. Anyways, sorry, guys. Family drama.
God, we are off the rails. So what they do is you just have a shared note, because if you're SIG others, check in your WhatsApp, check in your
text messages,
your
emails,
DMs, all that.
Yeah.
But they're never going to go in your notes app. So you just like.
You upload a picture. Yeah, and then you can delete
a picture, go, diabolical. Hey, meet me at so-and-so hotel. That's how.
They see it and then they can delete it.
Correct.
Gross.
But you have to know if you're messaging somebody primarily over Notes app, like they are cheating on somebody with you, right?
If like, right, but I'm saying if both parties know it's cheating and you don't want to get caught, Notes app has been the new go-to down-low sort of way. Here's the bottom line. If you've been cheating and you got busted in a diabolical way, we'll take your call. I'm guessing the bulk of the calls will be people who were being cheated on and busted their SIG other in an epic way. We just want your best busted stories. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. Nobody else?
I mean, I busted mine through his email. I looked everywhere and then I saw a specific.
You felt it?
I felt it. I did. And I knew I couldn't stop searching until I found it, which is also probably not a good sign. I get that.
But you wouldn't have left if you didn't find the proof.
Yeah.
Even though your gut knew.
Yes. And there was a second where I was like, I'm not finding anything. Like, I'm crazy. I'm creating something. Like, and then I found a subject line that was like, what is this? And I found it.
And then did you go down a rabbit hole?
Oh, a big rabbit hole. So many screenshots.
Why would you get, why would you gather screenshots though?
Because I obviously have to tell my best friends.
And show them.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
That's in our shared notes. You're not in that one.
I'm trying to figure out why you're not on this, because Tiak has said some of the most filthy things to me in this note.
I feel so left out.
No, he's not collaborating anymore either. Do you even have it? I don't think you do.
I don't think you sent it to us.
I did.
I truly don't.
Do you have like another show that you're in talks with or something?
It looks like this is the way I got busted. You can listen to me weekday mornings on Carson and Kennedy in Boston.
I knew you were going to say that.
I had the same thing. I had the feeling, and I remember going to the YMCA to work out with the girl I was dating at the time. She left her bag with me, and I went in the locker room, and I went through her phone, and I saw, I've told this story before, but I saw a text that, from another guy that said, I can't wait to make you squeal like a pig again. And I said, I didn't even know she could do that.
Explains the cheating.
Yeah,
though,
so it's over.
All right. This could get really.
I don't want to be called.
I don't
a pig
like this
ever.
At all. All right. This is where we want your calls on when you got caught cheating or you busted them cheating. 303-222-542.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
2-3.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we're doing Busted. Basically, busting a cheater. I have no choice now. I have no choice. I did this when we said we were going to do Busted. You left the room, and I go, Busted, to Aaron. She's like, I don't know what that is. I'm like, it's this Young MC song. She's like, I don't, what song is that? And then she did this.
Is that the one that goes, this here's a tale for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down because you're overzealous. Play hard to
Here's
get
the deal.
Female
she sang
jealous.
The whole song, T-Hack, and, but you're pretending you don't know. She's like, what song is that? Is it this one? And then she sang the whole song. Like, what? Yeah.
Yes, that one.
That's thank it. You.
That's it's so maddening to be in a room with somebody who's, okay. Bernice?
Hi.
Busted. What happened?
So I had a feeling my ex-husband was cheating on me, and I decided to take my son's iPad that had Wi-Fi and put it in his car. Because there was a pattern of days he would go out. And I was like, today he's going to go out. So sure enough, I tracked him, and he was not at the bar. He was at a house. So I drove down the street because it was the same neighborhood. And I knocked on the door. No one picked up. So I let myself in, and he was there.
Oh, my gosh.
You caught him in the act?
No. I just walked in there yelling for him. You know, I know you're here. Come out. And he came down the stairs halfway naked.
Oh,
and the girl
wow.
was nowhere to be seen, of course.
Wow.
Oh my!
It's very yeah. smart to use the iPad, but like, that's just dark.
I'm going to jail.
No, you're not going to jail. No, God, no. We love you.
Yeah. We support
I'm building
you.
A statue.
I go with you.
Yes, we're cool. Yeah. We're cool.
No, we're cool. We're good. No, that's an incredible story. Thank you. I couldn't walk in. I would just be like, I know you were there. Like, I'd confront later. Like, I'm
that's
not walking a, in there.
That's what really gets me.
That's
is,
another
yeah.
level. I can't do that. Part.
Kudos to her.
Susie.
Hi.
Hi.
Busted. What'd you do?
I didn't do anything. He got busted from his mistress because she was sending me letters in the mail. And then she was calling from payphones. And then she was stalking me. So she kind of did it on her own.
She wanted Wait. You to know.
Oh, yeah.
So she was trying to break up the marriage so she could
but
have
like,
him?
But like, why didn't she just stop then?
Yeah.
If she knew.
I don't know, because then she called friends. She'd be like, you know that she's the biggest. But she just got nasty. Like, she was just calling other people. But I had to get the cops involved. It was bad.
So you're not with the guy anymore, right?
Oh, heck no. Absolutely not.
Okay. Good.
Good.
Because there was just that moment where it's like, yeah, we finally got rid of the mistress. And now you're like, ugh. You need to get rid of both.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Clean the closet out. Okay. Thank you. Tiak, I don't know. I know you're working hard and you got a lot of calls. I don't know how much more I can do.
Because it's sad.
It gives me,
yeah.
It's just so much anxiety. I feel like when you know somebody's cheating on you.
It's such a weird feeling.
Oh God, it
really is.
So bad. Because you're just like, and you want to do the diabolical thing to catch him. And then when you do it and you're right, you're like.
It's like, I'm glad I'm right. But at the same time, I wish I wasn't.
Jamie?
Hi. Yay.
Hi.
Busted. What happened?
So I was actually the mistress with this gentleman who I had been dating for a decade.
For a decade?
What?
Yeah, it was about a decade.
And you didn't know you were the mistress?
This is my biggest fear.
I knew I was the mistress.
Oh, never mind.
I know. Doesn't sound as great. I knew I was the mistress, but I found out that not only was I the mistress, there was other people involved.
I mean, honestly, are you surprised?
Yeah, if you're...
I was when I found out it wasn't just women.
Oh my God. There's so many twists in this story.
So at that point, I went and got a full STD check just to make sure.
So he was, so you, how did you find out? You read his emails or something?
No, I went through his phone and found out he was hooking up with some other females. And then when I kept digging, and I'm not on social media, but it was through Reddit. And when I started digging on Reddit,
familiar.
I found his profile.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He had posted an ad looking for an NSAFWB, which I had to Google. I don't know what that
meant. Yeah, we're all Googling that right now, but not on our work computers. Everyone turn your Wi-Fi off. Hurry. Okay.
I found an ad he had posted talking about being a chill, discreet bisexual.
Wow.
And to top it off, he had posted that within days of his wife's mom passing away.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
we all grieve different ways.
I guess.
Oh my God. Jamie, you're so much better off.
I agree. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. I'm serious. I can't do it. Like,
that more. One blew my mind.
A lot of twists.
So many. I have whiplash.
Deborah?
Yes.
Yes. Busted a cheater. What happened?
Okay, so I dated this guy for about a year, and there was one, he was starting to be distant, and I couldn't figure it out, and I couldn't get a hold of him one weekend, and at the time I was working for one of the local broadcast stations as a production assistant in the studio, and I was running teleprompter, and so a newscast came up of this terrible accident of this van that rolled down I-70, and so our news crew was out there, and they chose like three cars to interview because the traffic was stalled. And the car they chose was his car, and he was in the car with his ex-wife. They were coming down from a trip from like Aspen.
What are the odds? Oh my God!
I saw him on the news. I couldn't believe it. I even like was in shock. And Eric's face was over there in the camera saying, yeah, we just came back from a weekend trip.
Did she just say the name of the anchor? I think she did.
I'm dumbfounded.
These are great, but I'm done.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.